It's election day. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. 2 weeks in a row we're actually speaking. This has got to be some sort of record.
I was going to say, we're setting a new record.
It's unbelievable. 2 weeks in a row.
I hope it's going to be from here to eternity.
Oh, me too. Me too. That's so nice.
You know
nice.
That book and a movie?
I know it's a movie. I didn't realize it was a book.
Oh, yeah. I just didn't want you to think that I was just that naturally poetic.
Well, I always consider you that poetic, but I did have... Isn't that the movie where they're on the beach making out and the wave comes running over them? Is that what it is?
That's the famous scene. Now that you reminded me, I think I'm going to Google that after we get off and watch it. It was supposed to be a very romantic scene.
But not to be outdone, but when they made Airplane, they recreated that scene, remember? And then there was seaweed all over them at the end of
it. That's right. That's why I want to rewatch it, because it has become an iconic scene in pop culture.
Right.
But I meant from here to eternity, I hope we never have another 3 week break.
Oh, that would be wonderful. So here we are. It's Halloween has passed. Did you have any trick or treaters? Did you do anything for the Halloween holiday?
Yeah, I told you that we weren't planning to participate in our neighborhood. It was either you participate, and if you don't, you turn off your lights. So we turned off our lights.
When you say your neighborhood, you're talking about the hotel at this point. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. Well, thanks, Paul. I wanted to try and feel like a normal person.
Right.
Who doesn't live in a hotel displaced because she sold her house for another one and then decided she didn't like the other one. But yes, my neighborhood. So my neighborhood, a.k.a. Townport Inn, they said, close off your room lights if you don't want to participate. And then, you know, we'll just pass you by. Well, two people rang our bell anyway. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we bought zero candy, which that is a first. That we've never bought zero candy. Even when we lived in our former house where nobody really came to trick or treat and we went to a more popular neighborhood to trick or treat, we still always bought the candy just in case there were before or after scragglers.
Right.
But this time we bought zero candy. So I couldn't open the door and be like, I've got nothing for you. I've got pennies and the lint in my pocket. I felt a little annoyed because they said, if you don't want to participate, turn off your lights. Well, our lights are off. Why are you ringing the bell? I mean, we could be like having sex or doing something nefarious with the lights off. Like, why are you ringing the bell? Like, we're following the rules. You're not.
I wasn't even going to go there. What I would have done had I been out of candy is, how about give out the little miniature bars of soap and shampoo? That would have been perfect.
That would have been a good idea. Except we probably had already used it for the day.
Wait, now let's go back for a second. You might have been having sex. Would you have been, since it's Halloween, would you have been costumed while having sex, or would have been non-costumed sex? Would you have been recreating furry sex at this point?
So if it was a normal Halloween and I had my costume like I like to do, it would definitely be with costume. But since this Halloween we didn't participate, I didn't even dress up in a costume. So I wouldn't have even been having costumed sex. No, I would just be having tired, harried, election anxiety-ed housewife sex.
Hotel room housewife.
Hotel room. In a hotel room.
Right. Perfect.
Hotel room wife.
So basically you had two knocks. You didn't open up the door. And that was your Halloween.
We watched movies. I want to hear about you. You were supposed to have just six. There was a pact in your neighborhood.
Right.
Did those six people come?
Those six people came and they multiplied while they were walking around, I guess, because we actually had 20 people show up to our door at one time. There was one ring of the doorbell, and I looked out, and it was like, if we're going to do old movies, do you remember Chitty Chitty Bang Bang when they found all those kids in the cave that had been kidnapped?
Or I don't remember that.
You got to watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
It's okay.
Dick Van Dyke. It's a Dick Van Dyke movie.
I know. It's weird. I must have watched it a million years ago, but I can't really remember anything about it. I mean, I know Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I know it's a movie, but
I'll
have to watch it.
I'm sorry that reference went nowhere then. But anyway, so I looked out at this sea of kids. And so we were just doling out candy. Those six.
Those kids that live on the street?
Yes.
And their friends?
Plus their friends. What confused me is when the doorbell rang, I didn't really recognize the kids up front because the kids from the neighborhood were all the way in the back. So I sort of freaked out at that point, and I wasn't sure if I should slam the door in their face or what I should do. Right. So
it seems unfair that the pack told you just expect six of us. I was telling you to even just buy six servings of candy.
Right.
And then 20 more show up. I mean, what if you weren't prepared for that?
Let me tell you this. 6 servings of candy. I bought specifically candy the day before Halloween to make sure it lasted until Halloween. Uh-huh. Halloween morning, I was buying more candy because the 6 servings that you suggested went in literally 15 minutes after I put it down in the house. So
wow. So you guys, I thought you have better self-control than I do over candy.
There was zero self-control. I mean,
from you or from your ex-wife and children?
As soon as that bag was open, I was in there also. I resisted opening the bag, but there must have been some sort of radar or something that went on in the house as soon as I came in, because literally 10 seconds later, that bag was open. And then the smell of Hershey's chocolate, you know that smell when you open that bag, addictive. Permeated the house. And so there was no resistance at that point.
It's all so addictive. It's crazy.
Right. So I went out. I got candy. We had 20 people come to our house. It was one thing. It was like ripping off a Band-Aid.
They all
really
came
fit.
The one time, and that was it.
That was
the door
it.
Never rang again.
Exactly.
So I'm curious about the social distancing, though. Did they each stay 6 feet away from you when you put out the – how did they get the candy?
They basically traveled in one massive – Petri dish, all 20 of them, and I was wearing a mask, so I just threw it out there in the air, and you know, they sort of caught
Did
it
you
and
really
ran away.
Threw it in the air?
No, I didn't.
That's funny.
That would have been good though.
That would have been good. Just threw it out or put it.
I just freaked out. Yeah, I've seen people who did that, but no, I put it in their bags and then immediately took a shower because I guess I can get rid of COVID.
But you definitely got within 6 feet of 20 people.
Yes.
Okay, so remind me, I can't see you in person for 14 days.
Right. I did. But I was wearing a mask.
I know, that's good. But I try to do both, the mask and the 6 feet.
Gotcha.
I only let myself be within the 6 feet of someone with a mask when it's like absolutely necessary. I wouldn't say giving out candy is necessary.
Oh, it was necessary. It was necessary because it would have wound up back in our house. It would have wound up back in all of our stomachs. So it was totally necessary to get rid of it.
Did you like the costumes at least? Did it give you a little lift up?
I didn't even look. I told you I did it really fast. I didn't want to be out there. I knew that you would freak out about the whole 14-day thing.
The advantage of giving out candy is like the joy of looking at the little costumes.
There was the only thing I saw was one of the fathers in the middle of the street looked like he was dressed like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters. That was the only costume that I did see.
Oh, the parents, were they all dressed up? Or just one?
Some of them were. Yeah.
Okay. So going back to, I think, 2 years ago, Halloween show, were there in your crowd any slutty nurses, slutty flight attendants,
No slut costumes this year. It was sort of a subdued slut. Halloween. That's what made it even worse.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see any sluts on the street.
Yeah. I think
flouting
everyone
around.
Said about that. You know, people love to just scroll their Facebook to look for all the slutty Halloween costumes, you know, next day. And I think there's a lot of perverted men disappointed this year because the slut costumes are drastically down.
Well, speaking of dressing slutty, today is election day. And I went to the polls. I did not see any sluts there dressed. I was wondering how your election day went, how your voting went. We recommend whoever you're voting for, make sure to go out and vote. It's your constitutional right. And if you don't do it, don't fucking complain about one goddamn thing. That's all I have to say.
Exactly. I take it a step further. You know, besides voting, I've been phone banking. I've been writing out postcards. I've been really trying to do my duty here. So, yeah, anyone who's not voting, even if they are not voting for the person that I can't stand, I still think, like, you're really low on the freaking totem pole. Like, people died for that right. People fought for that right. I feel really strong about the whole exercising your right to vote. I always have, every election.
Okay, so how did it go at polling today? What did you...
Oh, well, it was fantastic for me. I voted a few days early. I decided that I was going to, you know, but since I wasn't wearing a costume for Halloween, you know me, I'd like to do things up. So I went and I literally bought red lipstick at the local Ulta store. I didn't even own any. I went in, got some red lip gloss, put it on, and then I wore my sparkly Independence Day hat from several 4th of July's ago when I dressed up, and I had a sparkly red, white, and blue hat. And you'll laugh. You know I moved recently, as we've discussed. I gave away, threw away, sold thousands of items. But when I saw this stupid Party City sparkly red, white, and blue Independence Day hat in a bin of 4th of July decorations, I was like, I'll get rid of my Halloween decorations, my 4th of July, my holiday, all this stuff. I offered it to neighbors and friends for their doors, wreaths, everything. But I said, this stupid $3.99 hat, I'm taking with me because election day is coming up and I'm going to wear it. So now I got two uses out of it. I wore it on my voting day and I'm wearing it all day today. And I'm just marching around in it, my big hat.
With your red lipstick, I see also.
Yes, with my red lipstick.
Wow, that is quite an outfit. Anyway, so we're both voting. We recommend everybody voting. Nothing else is really going on in town today.
I will tell you that when I voted afterwards, I went to eat. And a couple people saw me eating. I was alone at a restaurant. And a few people said to me, oh, I love your hat. I said, thanks. I voted today. And then they said, oh, who'd you vote for? And I just said, one of the two. Because it kind of bugs me, weirdo strangers asking me, who did I vote for? Like, I'm still old school. Mm. I don't feel like you should talk about it, except on your 5,000 Facebook person feed. But person to person strangers, I don't feel like, you know, would you go up to someone and say, who'd you vote for?
No, I could care less.
So I said, one of the two people. Do you have any good suggestions? Like, did the local newspaper do a list of how to keep busy while awaiting election results?
There was no, you know what? That's a list that we should have done. Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Of course it would have been a good deal. That's why they didn't do it. Anyway, what I really want to know is how is, because I don't have the joy of it, how is homeschooling going for you at this point?
You mean hotel schooling?
Yes, exactly.
Well, our homeschooling has turned into hotel schooling, as you know. It's going okay, except that the kids both need their own space. Hence, part of why we have two rooms, right. That and the four of us would have killed each other in one small room. So they're each in their own room during the day, but that means there's nowhere for me to be or their dad to be because they're online watching the streaming and they have to participate. So I'm in the hotel lobby all day, sitting, milking some coffee, you know, having coffee and deliriously posting on Facebook. Their dad drives to a Starbucks and he does his work somewhere. So we're all pretty separated. I don't really know what goes on in their homeschooling because I'm not allowed in the space while they're in there. But they both get A's. They do what they're supposed to do. They don't get in trouble. So I don't check on their – I don't micromanage their little schoolwork lives, you know?
Gotcha.
And it's worked out well. It's worked out well.
Perfect.
So far.
Probably for their benefit, so.
I think so. I mean, no, truly, too many people are too micromanaging. It's true. And I didn't grow up like that. I mean, my dad didn't even check our report cards.
I agree.
So it was like, yeah, you know, so I try to take some of my old school upbringing and apply it to their much more privileged lives. And, you know, they have parents that pay attention to them, but I still don't think that means you should drown your kids in over attention and like taking all the control away from them. They need to feel ownership over their own work, their own projects, you know?
Right.
Speaking, I think so.
I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing.
Like as if you were poo-pooing it, but I really believe like kids need ownership. I let them have ownership from a very young age. I've never butted in. I've never checked a grade. Like, you know, it's their thing. It's for them to fail or succeed. It's not, I hated when I was in school and I hated when my kids were in elementary. The parents that are doing the project of an 8-year-old, like, no, they're not supposed to be, the teachers don't want to see what the parent can glue together. They want to see the kid's project. Like, let your kid live their freaking lives, you know?
Mm-hmm. And on that note, just one note from, I don't even know how to segue out of
well,
that.
I wanted to know how homeschool was going. So I guess I would say in a community news fashion way that this is your co-host Sasha just giving you a little parenting tip. Like maybe don't drown them in your like micromanaging and your overly, it's good to be involved. It's not good to take away their own agency or ownership of their own work.
See, that's our list for today. Yes. How to get involved with homeschooling. Number one, an end of list. That's it. Finally, just let everybody know, the Halloween store in town, everything is 70% off.
Oh my gosh, I got to go there and get some costumes for next year.
Closes on Friday. On Monday, it becomes the Christmas pop-up shop. Maybe we'll even go and visit there and, you know, now that the holidays are upon us once again.
I know. This is going to be such an interesting holiday season. I'm sort of like excited on some weird level for everyone I know who's like who's not Jewish to suddenly experience what it feels like to be Jewish, like during Christmas. Like that it's just like, yeah, you can't. Yeah, no, it's not really. No, it's nothing.
Right. So we'll see. And on that note.
And on that note, I feel like it'll be a good lesson bringing all the religions together.
There you go. As we do, we close everything up here together on
Community News. We are all about unity here at Community News. We are not divisive.
Exactly.
We like to bring everyone together. Everyone's welcome into our community. As long as you're not a murderer or a rapist or some kind of bad criminal, then we want you in our community. Join us. Be part of our cult.
And good even good criminals will take in. Bad criminals we don't, but good criminals will take.
I mean, like a self-defense criminal, I consider not a bad criminal. But no, I don't even want the white-collar criminals. They can stay over on some other podcast. But those of you that are in our community, buy a mug. Have your coffee with us in the morning. And pretty soon, maybe we'll come out with some more merch, some T-shirts or something.
Even better. And on that note, make sure to go out and vote. And have a wonderful Tuesday. Sasha, it's always great to see you.
I love seeing you, Paul, and I will see you next Tuesday.
All right, take care. Have a great week, community.
We love you, community. Bye.
Bye.